Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 18th of June, 2020. Here comes the best technology news. It's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Plenty of password managers out there, but Dropbox is hoping maybe you'll be going to them next. Now, we actually did see a little hint of this was coming in the Play Store. Apparently, it kind of got released prematurely, then pulled. But now Dropbox has finally officially revealed its password manager, though it is still in beta. And it does just like any other password manager system does, helping you generate secure passwords for online. Now we finally get to see what Dropbox has been up to after they actually bought Vault last year. One major difference, however, though, from Dropbox passwords, say like 1Password, Dropbox has eliminated the need for a master password, but still will secure your logins with end-to-end encryption. Now, currently, it is only available for mobile platforms for iOS and Android, but according to Dropbox, they will make it available for Dropbox Plus users and should be coming sometime in the very near future. Hey, speaking of encryption, I guess Zoom has finally caved. At first, it was only going to be those paying subscribers that were going to get end-to-end encryption with Zoom, but they've had a change of heart. Aw. Zoom now says it plans to offer end-to-end encryption for all users. According to the press statement from Zoom, it will allow all users to opt in for end-to-end encryption. Free users will have to take some additional steps, though, to enable it. What will those steps be? Well, you're going to have to verify your phone number. Don't know how many of you that care about privacy out there feel about that one. Especially with the history that Zoom has had. Now, you were hearing me say at the beginning of the story, free users, yeah, gonna have to go that extra mile to get this thing turned on. Apparently, after you get your phone number inputted there, you'll get a text, apparently with some code, and that's when you'll enter that in to turn on your encryption. Which, by the way, the encryption for all users now will be AES-256 GCM. Well, it started out as 140 characters, and that wasn't enough. So, hell, let's double it. 280 characters. Apparently, it's still not enough. Get ready for audio tweets now coming to Twitter. Yeah, you heard that correctly. Twitter's gonna roll out the ability to record audio snippets, and you can attach those to your tweets. Well, that is if you're on iOS, because that's the only platform currently it's gonna be available on. And it's also only gonna be for a limited group of people. So chances are you and I, yeah, we probably can't try this yet. If you are one of the chosen few that can actually send out audio tweets now, you'll see a new waveform icon that's actually beside the camera icon. Tap that, then a red record button appears on the bottom of the screen, and off you go. So how much audio you gonna get? Well, I guess we're kind of taking a step back, in a way. You get 140 seconds of audio to decide what the hell you want to tell the world. And finally, UK listeners, you're familiar with this brand, Triumph. Yeah, motorcycles, baby. They've been making premium British bikes for years. Now, no, they're not getting rid of the good old Triumph motorcycle gas-guzzling engines out there. Nah, not yet anyways. But they are about to introduce its first electric bike. It's called the Tracker GT. And I have to say, the first time I seen the photo of this, I had to say, where's the Triumph? Because I ain't seeing much. It looks like an electric bicycle. So those of you out there thinking, all right, electric motorcycle? No, this is far from that. One thing, though, for sure, it's not going to be cheap. The bike will be going on sale in Europe and in the UK at a starting price of £2,950. Although, at least you won't have to pedal the thing. Though you can if you really want that experience, because the pedals and the chain, yeah, they're very much there. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening to you, we'll send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, yes, is still there at britishtechnetwork.com. Check out all the BTN shows over there, and also check out our subscription page for the news show. It's only by your help that we can keep the news show on the air for you. Head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions, and for as little as $5 a month, you can help keep the news show on the air. Check us out on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Well, of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join our community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it. And it's so easy to do. Head to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.